Recently, US President Trump appointed a 38-year-old Sergio Gore as US Ambassador to India and Special Envoy for South and Central Asia. Now, why has such a young person been appointed as Ambassador to India? Is it because the US has run out of older seasoned diplomats? Or is it more about his merits outweighing his age? There's a deeper reason. A younger envoy can resonate more naturally with the rising youth population of the Indian subcontinent. We have already seen how youth-driven movements shaped politics in Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Nepal, and even at times in India. So Washington is deliberately sending in someone young to connect better with the new generation that is becoming a decisive political force in this region. And look at his designation, Ambassador to India and Special Envoy for South and Central Asia. That means he is a political operative for this entire region. When someone is appointed as US Ambassador to India and simultaneously holds the role of Special Envoy for South and Central Asia, it signals that he isn't looking at India in isolation. Instead, he's treating India as part of a larger regional framework. And what does that mean? When a country is placed inside a regional grouping, rather than treated as a unique standalone partner, then policies, strategies, and even pressures are often applied to the whole group collectively, not tailored individually. So in such cases, a country's interest is being diluted or shaped according to broader US regional objectives, rather than its own specific bilateral relationship.